Several Sarasota County commissioners today said they objected to published reports that say they are being sneaky and possibly using property taxes to pay for a new spring training home for the Boston Red Sox. In a meeting yesterday, commissioners agreed they would not use any sales tax for the new park, but Commissioner John Thaxton admitted that the conversation had grown somewhat muddled.
What I think what we need to clarify, and my point is that we're not going to be using any of the surtax for the stadium, but we've already committed to using the surtax for other sports facilities that may end up in a deal with the stadium.
On Tuesday, the county commission rejected one possible site, Twin Lakes Park, as a place to move the Sarasota Fairgrounds. The present location of the fairgrounds has been discussed extensively as a possible place for the new park to be built. Talks on a possible new stadium have accelerated in the past couple of months, as the Red Sox have indicated that they may be interested in leaving Fort Myers when their contract expires there in 2010. Commissioner Nora Patterson said she wants money previously allocated for the fairgrounds spent on the fairgrounds. She said she wants new sports facilities built for kids and believes everybody else wants that as well.
So if it turns out what we get is a sports complex that can be used when the Red Sox aren't using it, for me that's not going to be good enough. But if we end up with a bunch more fields and say a half a leg or a quarter of a leg up to having the sports needs fulfilled, well, then I'm willing to talk about it.
Although the commissioner said they would not use any property taxes for the stadium, there is an estimated $10 million that could be raised from property taxes from new development around a new park from so-called TIF, or Tax Incremental Financing Funds. Sarasota County Administrator James Lay said that by the board's own rules, they cannot push through any type of spending of property tax money without the public say.
By the rules you've set for yourself on prioritizing or reprioritizing surtax monies, you require a standard that you will hold a public hearing before you reprioritize anything. So you can't do anything sneaky.
Commissioner John Thaxton said it was important for the board to communicate their intentions.
Because of the way that we have phrase this, that it would be appropriate for the board to send a message, a very clear message, that we are not going to be using infrastructure surtax money for the spring training facility complex. And that's for me is the clear message that we need to send.
An economic impact study paid for by the city and county and released last week said having the Red Sox come to Sarasota would bring $22 million more a year to the local economy than the Cincinnati Reds have. The estimated cost for a new stadium is $80 million. Commissioner Paul Mercier said it's all about what a new park could bring in terms of redevelopment to the community as to its true worth.
It isn't the stadium. Last time I checked, it's still 90 feet from home plate to first base. So the stadium's the stadium. It's what's going to happen around the stadium, or what should happen around the stadium with additional ad valorem and sales tax. It's redevelopment at the best, and the nucleus is the ball field, whether that be on 10th Street, whether it be on 12th Street, or wherever we determine, wherever it is, we still have to surround it with redevelopment, and with that is going to come probably some infrastructure needs.